the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome. You're here again, another day and another week and another year. You're with the infamous and dangerous and much in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani. That's right, big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Welcome. I'm accompanied by on-air vocalist, Miss Bianca C, like the ocean.
Yes, Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
How are you, Miss Bianca?
I am fabulous. I am, like, on a high right now with happiness. So,
and you have some nice colors here. Why is that today?
Yes, I felt like being very patriotic.
And why would
today
you be patriotic today?
Because, isn't it President's?
It's President's Day! That's
President's
right!
Day, yes.
I got my Abraham Lincoln tie on. Look at that.
Oh, and don't forget, you also have your Lincoln.
Yes, and we always have our handy dandy U.S. Constitution right here. So, also on the set, the infamous and not so dangerous, maybe dangerous, with a new piece of jewelry, Arthur!
What's going on, everybody?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Doing absolutely fantastic.
Really, really. Any news for us? Anything to say? I mean, we got, like, I don't know, 3 million plus listeners in 49 countries or more.
I guess I would say that I had a pretty fun skydiving.
Right, you went skydiving. Wow. Free fall, might you? Might right? Free fall.
Absolutely.
15,000 feet, you said, right?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. Better man than me.
That must be so amazing.
Better man than me.
When you're free falling.
That song actually runs through my head all the time.
Right?
Yeah,
that's actually
awesome.
Super funny.
Do we have, I don't see around the corner, is he in green? Do we have on set with us here? I'm listening to my ear. I know Kenny is out getting stuff at Best Buy. We can say Best Buy because we have a contract. But yeah, we did for our equipment. And where is Dick?
Am I here, everybody?
Hey, Dick, how are you today?
Doing fabulous once again.
What is your fashion sense for the day, Dick?
I guess you could just say some baggy pants and a sweatshirt.
Right. Okay. Good. 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 We're not going to go any further than the pants and the sweatshirt. Do we have J Vogue? I'm looking at him.
Yeah, J
Vogue.
We do.
Oh, J Vogue. Lean in. Yeah. Knock our dub out of the way.
I'm not going to knock our dub out the way. That's my home dog.
You got a chair right there.
Awesome.
Well, how you doing today, J Vogue?
Pull up a chair, J Vogue.
I'm a little nauseous. Probably ate something I wasn't supposed to eat.
Oh,
what did you eat? OMG. You weren't hanging out with Dick again, were you?
No. Most likely candy.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah. Look, we don't want any FCC violations, so candy as in sweet candy.
Candy as in just candy.
You weren't here when I made R-Dub eat all of the rotten candy. It was pretty great. You got to watch that episode.
Dubious efforts.
You got to
watch that
episode. Candy. Oh, so painful to watch.
Oh, those. I saw that. I'm so sorry they put you through that.
Our live. We have a live audience, studio audience, remotely. So I'm sure I was not even aware we were doing that, but I guess we do. So we might hear every now and then some of the buttons in there over there. He knows how to do that. We also have some sitter-ins on the set today.
Yeah.
No mic, but hey, Tiny, yell, say hi.
What's up?
I heard. Did you hear him? Yeah.
Well, I know that we heard him, but
yeah.
I don't know if they.
Tiny, lean in. Lean over there to him. Say hi to everybody.
What up, y'all?
This is Tiny. We got Tiny. Sit back down. Tiny's new on the team. He's interviewing and auditioning, trying to grab a spot. Let's see if it works out for him. He has an aspiring artist with him who we're going to let him spit a few lyrics in a little bit for the whole world to hear, my friend. So I see him getting sweaty over there now thinking about it. So anyway.
Well, speaking of Tiny, I know like I would call him Teddy.
You touched me when you said speaking of Tiny. The word Tiny and me are connected.
You know, nothing's ever Tiny with you. Okay?
That's right. I'm Italian. I'm from a Roman descent, as a matter of fact.
What I meant to say was he's so, I see him and I'm calling him Teddy because he's so snuggly.
Okay. that's all right. That's good. Whatever. He's a good
guy. Teddy bear. There you go.
So, teddy bear, right? Anyway, so folks, thank you again for, I say it every show. I am truly humbled. I'm humbled that you allow me into your homes, your cars, on your phones, on your laptop computer. We are literally everywhere. It was just pretty amazing. I was talking with my publicist and he looked up an app. There's an app, and actually I have it with me on my phone that I was going to show some of the staff that it allows me to Google or Bing search anywhere in whatever language, and I can put in the country and it allows me to Google or to Bing search as if I'm in that country. Really? Not like a VPN. It's literally a program that Google and Bing created. So I can see where I rank, and I rank in the top page in every country except for China, because you can't do that. It doesn't even show up.
Oh, that's
so I was looking, and I even remember Jay Vogue. I said to you, name a country out of the blue. Remember that?
Oh, and I said Uganda.
Uganda, and what was I?
You were there.
Number one. So I thank you, folks, because we don't pay for any sponsored ads online. It never says promoted. It never said sponsored. Mm-hmm. We rank because of you folks, because you find the time and you say, I want Sonati. I want the Chinati in my home every day. So we're on BBS Talk Radio today. And tonight, a couple hours from now, you can check us out on 99.9 KKTC. You can grab me there for another episode. And the episodes are slightly different. So never feel that you're going to get the same episode twice. It's a little different. It's just the way it is. I got to give everybody a little something special. On the ticker below are all of the contact information. Miss Bianca, tell them how they can text the show live.
Absolutely. 917-877-0171.
That was very nice.
Did you like that version?
That was very nice.
I'm trying different just to see which one would be catching.
Also, we have a couple new emails that are going to be active today, but I have not installed them. But you can always get the show, The Hostile Zone, at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Or Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, eric@ericandrewsonati.com. I'm not going to read off everything on the ticker right below. Actually, I need to reach over here because it's backwards recording. If you think it's easy to film TV and it's not, it's over here, but even though I'm looking at it over here, follow the number.
Wait, where?
Yep. Okay. So today is President's Day. R-Dub, who's your favorite president? And if you want to stay employed, you better say the right one.
Well, I have a feeling you want me to say Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely. We even have his letter here. We have a signed, authenticated letter written to a family member that passed away or was killed in the Civil War. Obviously, Abraham Lincoln is my favorite president because I believe what he did freeing the slaves was one of the most heroic moves and the most important moves that this country ever took. We have a lot of things still to do, okay? And Sonati pulls back that curtain, and we're going to call out the corrupt politicians. I don't know. We need to keep a ticker on how many politicians we retired or got indicted. I mean, I don't know. You know who you are. You're indicted. You're going to prison. You're welcome. Look at this face. I did that to you. So we need to get a board of how many people are no longer in office.
Oh, boy, don't get hostile over here.
I don't want to get hostile, right? We have my handy dandy American fact book today. I think we may use some of that since it's President's Day.
Wait, you didn't ask me about my favorite president. I think you know which one I like.
Trump?
Besides that. Yeah. Of course, Kennedy.
Oh, because he slept with Marilyn Monroe. Right, right.
He's a cutie.
What did you say? Are you going to sing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, today? Why don't you do that? Give us a look. Let's hear it. Oh. Let's hear it. Yeah, do it. Sandbagged.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Your husband is a lucky man. A lucky man.
Oh, yes. He says it every day.
I know. Every time he tries to milk me for a free drink. all right. So, hey, so Jay Vogue, who's your favorite president?
Who's my favorite president? Jimmy Carter.
Really? Ooh. You know, I'm going to tell you a little something about Jimmy Carter because, you know, I kind of know a little bit about everything. Mm-hmm. He was a peanut farmer.
Yes, that's why.
Right? But here's the thing. And that shows in this wonderful country that and no matter what you are, where you come from, you can be anything you want.
Yes.
Right? This show here, folks, only started at the end of May of this year. And just Google and see where we are. We're going to be on the awards red carpet in April. There you go. We got nominated for best show. Top 5%, we're going to be on the red carpet in Vegas, baby, Vegas, Vegas.
Yeah.
And I think I'm taking some of my staff members with me for this wonderful little trip. But we're not going to run a Wolf of Wall Street party. No Jordan Belfort.
Well, then I want no part of it.
I can't say that on the air. Of course we're
going to
have a
party. You know, this time, you better not be leaving a mattress up on the roof.
Oh, hangover. And honestly, though, Miss Bianca, when you said that, I honestly said, I've done a lot of things because I did throw furniture out. Oh, I can't. I did that. I don't know. Statute of limitations ran out on this crime.
Oh,
so years ago, and I'm not going to name the city, I went on a trip with the college and we decided it was funny to climb out on the ledge and it was like this big. Now, if you're listening on your radio, you can't see. It's about like a half, about an inch wide. We crawled out on like the 10th or 11th story. And walked along the side of the building, and there was nothing to hold on to. We just kind of tippied across the side of the thing, and the window was open in the hotel room next to us. And we were in a college, a university trip. So obviously the whole floor we were fellow students, and I was president of the student government. Go figure, right? I'm already, my days in Congress are here. So anyway, so I will not be announcing that during Congress, okay? I'm not officially announcing anything, okay?
Well,
and I definitely will not be talking about that.
Don't do it.
Right. But wait, when you're going to announce to run for office, you tell everybody, I am not running for office. Folks, I am not running for office. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay,
so,
stalkers. Yeah. Don't be misleading.
Hey, trolls and bots. I love it. Talk nasty about me. Throw lies. Because every time you do it, you raise my Google ratings and I make more money. Mm. So thank you. All right, we get greater sponsorship. Oh, and we have to throw in some sponsors. I picked up some new ones. I got to throw that in there. So anyway, so we climbed on this 1 foot little ledge, and we got into the room next door, and it was a student that not everybody really liked.
No.
So basically, it started off as a joke with kind of a guy like you, Tiny. It was kind of my boy at the time. He couldn't fit on the thing like you. I wouldn't have let you. You could have fit, but you were a little bigger than me. But he went around when I opened the door for him when I got in the room. And then this guy at the time threw out this guy's clothes out the window. 11 stories in a major city. In a major city. Folks, in a major city. And then, you know what? I was like, we can have some fun. Then the furniture started going out the window.
Oh,
well,
before you
know it, the entire hotel room is now on a city street. Nobody thought this was a good... Now, mind you, I was younger, folks, so, all right, you know, I would never do this. I'm not advocating for anybody to do this, but it was funny. All the furniture ended up out on the street, and we're like, wow, it's great. Then we left the room, closed the window, the room door was locked. So then, obviously, there was an issue. The police came, obviously. We're in the next room, and I'm drinking a beer with my feet up on the ledge, and the doors open, and the cops scream, and from 11 stories, they on the megaphone, "Don't you move!" I don't really care. I didn't do it. How did I get in the room to do this, right?
At least did you guys give a big tip, at least to the maid service, to like find out what...
Well, it got a little more involved than that. Oh, so basically, I found how to find a girl really fast, and we took all our clothes off and jumped into a bed, and like because the cops were on their way upstairs, so I had to play like this room with nothing, you know. So then the bang, 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 we open it. I come to the door wrapped in a towel with her. And they're like,
"What
are you talking about? I don't know what's going on. I know nothing. I'm blind and deaf. Remember that always, okay? I'm always blind and deaf. You don't know nothing. In your face, I'm blind and deaf. Unless if you're a corrupt politician, then I sing like a soprano.
Oh,
literally.
Boy.
Literally. So, to kill the story short, so, and its bottom line is, cops didn't know it was over, and that was it. But then years later, I was shopping for a home, and there was a realtor. And he started telling this story. And I'm like, I denied this. This is the first time I'm even talking about it, but I don't say where it is. And it's a hypothetical fun story, but it didn't really happen. And this guy says, "Yeah, oh, you don't remember you did all that?" And I looked down and I said, "That wasn't me, man," because they never did find out who did. He goes, "Bro, I was with you. I'm the guy that threw the TV out the window." He was the guy that threw the TV. Everything went out. Okay,
there are some people that kind of look like you, but you're kind of one of a kind.
I'm one of a kind. It wasn't me. Yeah, no. There's only one of me.
In your
face. So,
in your face.
Jimmy Carter, back then.
Oh, you didn't say in your face.
In your face, baby! I know, I get bothered. People love when I do that. Apparently, there's shirts. You know these shirts made of that?
I love it. I know.
I know, I got pitched. A company made a shirt with in your face, and they want to sell them. I says, "Hey, listen. As long as you give me some skim, cut me up some money, I don't care what you do."
You should put an Uncle Sam hat.
Right, listen, you're not going to operate. You're not going to operate in my area without permission. It's just that simple. You want to sell an in-your-face shirt, then I get a piece.
There you go.
So anyway, Jimmy Carter, J-Vo, interestingly enough, like many presidents of even recent time, where they have terrible poll numbers, time always decides how a president ranks. And his poll numbers went up. They hated him at the time. You know, the whole Iran hostage situation. You ever see the movie Argo?
No.
Oh, great movie, folks. Argo. It talks about how Hollywood, right here, Hollywood, we're Hollywood, how Hollywood made a fake movie to get our hostages out. But anyway, time tells. So I always look when they rate these presidents terribly, I say in 10 years, 20 years, they're gonna great, even great. I mean, people hated Lincoln for what he did. I don't know. Everywhere you go around me, this Lincoln. I keep a picture of Lincoln just for the point, this present day. I keep a picture of Lincoln in my car. Do I not, Ardub? Right?
You do.
Right? In the upper corner, you know, like you put a picture of like your girlfriend or whatever. I've had a picture of Lincoln in my car for as long as I can remember. I guess soon I started working in government. And it reminded me when I was driving that what my purpose was. My purpose was a bigger purpose than just being where I'm at. And my purpose was to wake up and do something good today and make a change. Mm. Sometimes when you do those things, then people hate you because you actually care. So anyway,
so true.
Do we have anything on the prime topic for conversation? I don't really want to go on about war too much today. We were talking about Israel and stuff, but you know, today is Monday, right?
You would be correct.
So it's supposed to be hard news Monday, but, obviously we know, here we go. We spent a lot of time BBS. I haven't seen you since last week. The other networks hear me every day. Obviously, if you go on any, podcast platform as well, we are not a podcast. We are a TV radio show, but we have the distinct honor of being automatically syndicated into every podcast platform, Spotify. Well, so basically within 24 to 48 hours, what you're seeing right now will be available on every single platform. Bottom line, within 24 hours to 48 hours. We have that distinct honor and I'm very proud of that. I do feel good about that because you guys create that for me. And we have a great team. Shout out to the team. Hopefully, so you know, Tiny, hope you're feeling it out, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think of Tiny?
I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
we could be friends.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, J-Bo, do you like him?
If I didn't like him, you guys want to know him, right?
All right. Ooh. Right, you're starting to sound a little bit like Dick. Is there Dick? Did you like that? He put a little sassiness in there.
I think he's trying to steal my sunshine.
Yeah, we can't be having any alternate lifestyle fighting on the set. All right, so let's be nice. All right. So anyway, President's Day. Some places are actually closed. Government, schools, a lot of places. But we are here with you live. So anyway, America the Great. We have a presidential election. We know that. We know that there's been a tumultuous process with with President Trump, and then you know Hunter Biden, and now President Biden. All this stuff. I don't know. It's just all too much. Election season's coming. Pay attention. You know, read. Don't believe Google. Don't believe Bing. You know, do a little research. Look for a .org.edu, something to that nature, where you know, you can actually validate. Also, if you even go on like Wikipedia or whatnot, or some of those, they have sightings on the bottom. And anybody that has stuff that puts it out, they should cite their locations. Like if you read my news articles, those of you that are not aware, I write for BBS. I have a column, syndicated column, that's read in 49 plus countries and everywhere else. And I also am the editor, and I write for two other newspapers. So I'm pretty much everywhere. And then a whole bunch, I find all my stories and stuff on other websites as well. I don't know. Word to the wise, I did get notice from my publisher. We're at the 5-week mark on my book that will be coming out. So make sure you sign up in your face for less than the price a cup of coffee. You can be a concierge member, VIP member to the Hostile Zone, and you can do it right through BBS's BBS TV radio, right from the network station, right on there. And what does that get you? That gets you a discount at the Hostile Zone store. That gets you direct email access to myself, Miss Bianca, and R-Dub. It also allows you to get some questions maybe on the on-air segment of the show. You also get copies of my articles once they're done before they go public. So you'll get to read the column and the news articles before they go anywhere else. And there's a whole bunch of other things. We know that I know a guy pretty much in everything.
Of course, you always got
to know a guy everywhere. R-Dub, do I know a guy?
Oh, you know a guy.
I know a few guys,
yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, you gotta know a guy. Of course you're gonna know
from Jersey,
a guy.
Baby, from Jersey.
You even got a coffee guy.
I got a coffee. Actually, I do. We got
you
that
got
coffee.
A belt
yeah.
guy, too.
I got a belt guy, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, with that concierge VIP membership, if you're struggling, if you're having a personal problem or something that you're having red tape with whatever situation, we have all kinds of people that we network with. So we will help our VIP people with whatever they might need. We've written checks for people for who had family struggles. We do a lot for military families. We do a lot for military members. I spent hours this weekend. Remember?
Yes.
I got a call from a general in D.C., and we managed to get a soldier home in an emergency because there was no flights, and the hostile zone did get this person back into the United States. I'm very proud to say that. Shout out to you, General. Anyway, so, Miss Bianca.
Yes. Yeah,
that's such a lovely, is that, would they call that a scarf?
Yes, it is.
J-Volk, is that a scarf?
It is indeed a scarf.
Okay, it's a scarf.
Yes, you're right.
Dick, is it a scarf?
Yeah, I'll say it is.
All right. So, we're going to touch on a very important subject right now.
Yes.
And I don't want to beat it up, but because I did it on like 4 episodes of my show on other networks. But we have a national security crisis here. Mm-hmm. Okay? my contacts, people I talk to, and I know that you've seen the news. We have an issue. Russia, I'm looking right into the camera, okay? What are you doing? We are not poking you. Don't poke the bear, all right? There are treaties and there are treaties and rules and laws that were signed a long time ago that we do not weaponize space. We have satellites and things like that. So now the United States government pulled back on this. But see, Sanadi gives you the scoop, and I call a spade a spade. So I'm going to just tell you how it is, whether they like it or not. So basically, Russia, they say, is in the process of made already. I don't know. My contact says that this is further along than what we're being told. Otherwise, the individual Congress member that leaked this information might not have leaked it because he went to the Biden administration requesting to have it declassified so they can provide this information to you folks. But that didn't happen, and then it ended up on Twitter, which is now known as X, and because my friend Elon Musk, and I like you, Elon's good, we're coming out to SpaceX, we'll be there. We'll be talking further about some stuff we're working on in the future together. So he did not censor it. So it actually made its way out there, unlike Twitter or Facebook that they decide to, and YouTube, they do what they want. But X, obviously named after SpaceX, I would guess, he let it on there, and now everybody knows. So let's have a real conversation about this, and we're going to spend 5 minutes on it because I don't want to do any more on that. I spent all week talking about it. Basically, the purpose of what is happening here. Let's just say Russia has it, okay? And Sinai's not saying I know for a fact that they have it. Let's just pretend for one moment, America. Bots and trolls, I'm saying let's pretend that it's that it is actionable and available at this moment. RDEP, what did I say?
It is actionable.
But what did I say before that? I'm speaking in what terms? Do you even listen to the show? You're sitting right here. We're speaking as I... Hypothetically, I'm pretending. That it happened.
Oh! I'm hearing like you talking to me talking.
What's your favorite piece of meat?
That's a great question.
You know what your favorite piece of meat is? No, on the thing. Really, you can't let me know. It's all the way to the right. Please, don't.
My favorite piece of meat. Red meat.
Unbelievable. I mean, you're sandbagging me on the radio.
I am sandbagging.
It goes with a certain kind of cheese.
Prosciutto?
Gabbadegool! Gabbadegool!
Oh, I thought that was like a mixture of meat.
Oh, no. In my world, it's a meat.
Oh.
And it goes with a good smoked gouda.
See, I do like gabbadegool, but I thought that was multiple meats.
With a little bit of smoked gouda.
So you basically just said your favorite meat is sausage.
No, he said he likes Italian sausage in the can.
No, not in the can.
I've seen you open the Vienna sausages in the can.
Sausage and pepper.
I had one of those the other day. Oh, you know, we were listening to my friend, actually. Mm. His name, shout out G-Fella. G-Fella's a rapper, good label, and he's got a song called I Got a Guy. He'll be on the show. He's going to be actually spinning some work with us. But we were listening, and he talks about the best Italian sausage. And I kept hearing the song over and over again, and I had to go find the most authentic Italian place. The guy just got here from Long Island. And we had a good sausage and pepper sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God. You know, anyway. All right. Is it a mix of meat? Gabbadegool. Gabbadegool.
Got it. Hey, listen, got it. It is one meat.
Mozzarella's not sitting in water. It's not mozzarella. All right? That's what I'm saying. Oh. All right? You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. Don't get hostile over some sausage or meat.
So anyway, back to Russia. And then we'll move on to gabbadegool and have some fun. We get too stupid here sometimes.
I know. Sometimes you gotta.
You gotta do that because you know what, these topics are too deep for, you know, people. I don't want you changing your dial and clicking away.
Exactly.
You
wanna know.
So anyway, the purpose of the Russian nuclear space weapon is that they intend to have it in space and it'll be operational from ground, and they intend to be able to neutralize, destroy our satellites. Not just our military satellites, but our GPS, global positioning system satellites, our military communication satellites, and folks, our satellites, my feed right now to you is on satellite. You would not be getting that, because if they were to wipe that out, we would not have satellite. So this is a major threat. This is a major threat that you need to pay attention. And what do I say on the show all the time?
360, 365.
Oh, he had to yell that because he knew that one.
I know.
You were going to do it, but he beat you to it because he wanted to make sure that he got the answers.
I had to make up for getting the meat question wrong.
How could you screw up my meat? All right. Anyway, so yeah, I got to fix that. All right, so.
I got to say, every time you say something, I freeze. I'm like,
Well, I like to sandbag. Hey, Tiny, I sandbag people on the show, and I don't let them know. Live, I just ask something I know you can't answer or do. Anyway, so with this is we need to pay close attention. On the show, I say something, and I'm sure all that you guys that are out there listening are aware of it. It's called 360, 365. This is Sanati's for you. Mm-hmm. 360, 365. 180 degrees forward, 180 degrees behind you, 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. So that's 360. 180 and 180 for our non-mathematicians is 360. A full circle. 365 every day. What does that mean, folks? That means that you need to keep your head on a swivel. You need to be paying attention all the time. Every day, there's no day off on personal security. There's no day off for national security. That's all I'm going to say. I want to let you know that the intentions of this particular nuclear-type weapon in space, which would be against international law regardless, but the purpose is not to bring nuclear destruction to the Earth. It's right. Actually to take out satellites, which then, in return, would almost have us fighting each other. So we don't want that to be the case where we lose satellites, we lose the ability to get to obviously use your ATM card, your cell phone, your GPS. I said it on every other show this week. How many people know the phone number to their grandmother, their mother, their girlfriend, their boyfriend? How many people have those numbers memorized on top of their head? Can you pull up somebody's phone number like that? Shut up, R-Dub. I see him about to move.
You know what? I keep cash in a secret place. You know where it would be?
I know you keep cash everywhere. I know. What are you trying to say?
I don't. Because you know why?
I don't know nothing about cash.
I'm just saying. I put it in my bra.
In your face, IRS. I don't want nothing to do with our cash.
Anyone that comes near this gets the face punch. That's the other one. So I know it's in a safe place. Just so you know.
I got nothing. So, I got nothing there. There you go on that. So anyway, yep. Always, if we're not on the hostile zone and having a tech issue, I don't tell you. All right, there we go. I got a good earpiece again. Anyway, so be paying attention, you know. But when the purpose is not for them to bring a nuclear weapon out onto our land, it's really, or so. And again, they're not saying that it's going to be deployed and okay. Do this. I'm not trying to put a threat or fear into anybody, but we call a spade here. If they were to knock out satellites, if they were to do all this stuff, it would really be bring us back to the Stone Age. And if you watch, what was that movie? End of the World, Sum of All Fears, all that stuff. But what was that movie where you can kill anybody you want for 24 hours?
Oh, The Purge.
The Purge. Oh, my God.
They
goodness.
Want this. That is the ultimate act of warfare because you don't have to do anything as the other country. All you have to do is take out our. Hey, loving that there. R-Dub got a new little bling there.
I'm really blinded.
So I know you're blinding me. Don't let the light hit that thing. If we were to lose those things, then people would be very unhappy and unable to get food. And I've said this before, if you have a car built after the 70s or mid 80s, they operate on computers. They're electric. So if we lose satellite and we lose our grid, our power grid, guess what? You can push button that car you want, stick a key in it all you want. She ain't starting, folks. Mm. So keep that in mind. They don't need to even drop one soldier on our soil. They don't need to drop one bomb on our soil. They just need to disrupt our lives. And folks, remember one thing. The definition of terrorism is not actually killing people. You might believe that, but it really is forcing people to live in fear and to change the way they live their daily life. And that is no way to live. We are the United States of America. We have this document here, the Constitution of the United States. All right. So I said that, and they identified the shooters in the Super Bowl shooting. And that was a segment that we're going to be having soon about youth violence and weapons on the street. Now, let me be very clear. Very clear.
And what's that?
I'm going to put my lawyer hat on. Okay? I take my lawyer hat off. I put my public administrator hat on. But I'm putting my lawyer hat on. I believe in this document. It's on my wall here. Mm-hmm. It's here. And there's a copy of it right there if you're watching. I have a copy of the Constitution everywhere. I have one on my phone. I review them all the time. I keep the Supreme Court updates, all that stuff. 2A, the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is our right as American citizens to bear arms. I, at no time, believe that we should take that back. The framers of our nation created this document. The founders of our nation created this document, and we need to stick to it. So am I for violence on the street with weapons? Absolutely not. Do we need people running around with high-powered weapons? Absolutely not, on the street. But there are purposes for certain types of weapons, hunting purposes, etc., like that. So I will not infringe on your right. I do not support any government official that would infringe on your rights. And should I be in office again in the future, again in office, having already served in office, if I were to take office again and run for another office or whatever, be appointed, you would not see Sanati messing with any of the amendments of the Constitution. That would be any of them. Because I said it on the show, and then Miss Bianca's got a wonderful song to do in a second. The First Amendment, freedom of the right, or freedom of the press. I'm a member of the press. We're members of the press. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble. Okay? They forget. Second Amendment, your right to bear arms. Third Amendment, your right to not be forced to quarter soldiers in your home. Fourth Amendment, your right to be protected from search and seizure of your persons, papers, properties, and home by the government without the issuance of a warrant. The Fifth Amendment, you have the right to remain silent. You cannot be forced to testify against yourself. The Sixth Amendment, you have a right to an attorney. The Seventh Amendment, you have a right to a jury trial. The Eighth Amendment, you should not be sitting in county jail because you have a right to bail. It's in the Eighth Amendment. We also have the right to be protected from excessive, abusive, and basically disgusting torture crimes.
Right.
All right, that's it. I'm not going to go down everything else. Otherwise, I'll be all the way up to the 25th Amendment.
Take a breather. Take a breather.
I teach this, guys. So if you want to take, I've been a professor for like 15 years, and I also teach separate courses for people that are working to become citizens and things like that. So reach out, thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, mm-hmm. and reach out if you're interested in a course. Miss Bianca, what are you gonna grace the airways with?
All right, I felt like singing some Blue Bayou by
Blue Bayou. Linda
Ronstadt. All right.
Sounds fancy.
I know.
Blue Bayou.
Here we go.
Make sure that sounds good. Make it nice and strong.
So bad, worried mind. I'm so lonesome. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou, taping nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. jokes are fun, and the world is mine on Blue Bayou, where those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If only I could see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. I'm gonna see my baby again.
Unbelievable. I don't even know what to say. Do we have to pipe in the live audience? Do we have, do we have anything for them? I actually would love to know how many people are in that live audience. So, okay. So, we're going to move forward. It's President's Day. We got our dub time check. We have a live show after us, and they get mad because I run over all the time.
Probably about 5-ish minutes.
Right. Okay, 5 minutes. Okay. 5 minutes. So, in the professor, lawyer cap comes off.
Okay.
Professor cap goes on.
Goes on.
All right. It is a holiday.
It is.
Okay. Sandbag time.
Oh, no. Don't be sad.
I love this. All right. You'll know half of these are dumb. It's tough.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how these.
My heart is beating right now.
No,
I'm like,
I don't want them to call on me.
God,
okay. J-Vogue, this is for you, J-Vogue.
Who?
Ready? Who signs bills to become a law?
Who signs bills to become a law?
Yes.
All three.
Negative. R-Dub.
Well, so I know
this
that...
This is a double question. I want to see if you catch it.
Oh, gosh. Well, I know it has to go through, like, Senate...
No.
No?
Who signs a bill to become a law?
The president?
There you go. Also, America, your governor. The executive... You have three branches in government. You have the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch. Mm. So your governor is the executive branch. So what is it when Congress votes? And they have, it becomes a bill. When they vote, it's a bill. It's a law when it's signed by the president or the governor. Okay, failure number one. Nice try, though, guys. All right, next in the room here.
Oh, please. Let's see here. Come on. Be nice.
Who can veto a bill?
Ooh, that's a great question. I want to say the president. Just
that
straight
is
there.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Bang.
And if the president can sign the law and a governor can sign the law, what can they do?
Also veto a law.
Yeah, you can. Now I got fun fact, America. There is one state in the all 50 states that is the most powerful governor in the country. What state and what is their power? You'll never get it.
Washington, D.C.
Negative. Negative. It's not a state, by the way. It's a district.
Washington, D.C.
You know, you're still a union apprentice. You didn't graduate to the next level, and you know you want to stay in the union, right? Okay,
I knew that. I knew that.
I'm going to say the state of New Jersey, my home state. Shout out to New Jersey.
Hey.
The governor of New Jersey, like other governors, can veto a law. But what can they do? They can what they call a conditional veto. Whereas another governor or the president would veto a law. That's it. It goes back to Congress and they start over.
Are you talking about your cousin Vito or just
Cousin Vinny. Actually, Rocco. Rocco.
Oh.
Or Frankie. So anyway, so they have the ability to conditional, to conditional veto. Basically means they would say, we will approve, whoever it's going to be, will approve this, and this, and they veto the rest. I'm getting the time point at me because I talk too much. But you can catch me in a couple hours on KKTC. Miss Bianca, answer me one thing patriotic before you say something.
I love the red, white, and blue.
Good. So tell the world in your best a cappella. Tell them how much you love this country. Show them.
My best a cappella?
Yes, a cappella.
I thought it would be music.
No.
A cappella.
A cappella.
No, a cappella.
Give it to them.
Me. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And it's never going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Outstanding! In your face, Russia! In your face, China, North Korea! All right, so anyway, we're on a time crunch. How do we leave it? Sanati says, wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, love yourself. Say, first thing, I love you. Then say, I'm going to do something to better my life, and I'm going to do something to better the life of somebody around me. That's your purpose. That's why we're here. After that, when you go out, remember, everybody has personal things and a life. Respect them, because you don't know whose mother's dying, who's got a family member in war, who had a family member die today. It's your right as an American, as a human, to love others. Love your country. Love yourself. Love your country even more. Love Sanati. Sanati, how do we end it?
Use your voice. Sanati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sanati hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice. Sanati heard you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sanati heard you. Use your voice.
That's right. another night. Here we go. Thank you for letting me in your home, your car, your phone, your TV, wherever I am. Thank you. Because you know what? Sinati heard you. And guess what? Other countries, you'll hear America. But right now, everybody heard you, and Sinati heard you. See you next time.
Use your voice. Sinati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sinati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.